Okay, let's get cracking. Continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Pesachim, today we are learning Parak Tes Mishnah Ches and Parak Tes Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah here in Parak Tes Mishnah Ches is going to discuss what to do if a Karban Pesach has become mixed with other types of Karbanos. Says the Mishnah, Pesach Shenis Arev Bizvachim, if the Karban Pesach became mixed up with other types of Karbanos, which are not the same as the Karban Pesach when it comes to what happens with the dam, with the blood, and when they're eaten, and so on and so forth. Says the Mishnah, Kulan Yiru Ad Sheyistavu, that all of the animals must be left to graze in the field until they develop some sort of a mumson, some sort of a blemish, v'yimachru, and then they are sold, meaning that the kedusha of the animals becomes transferred by the owner to the money that the owner has, and the money is then going to be used to buy karbanos to replace the ones that were mixed up. However, the three animals are presumably not all worth the same amount of money. So what does one do? V'yavi b'dmei hayafa shebehen mimin zeh. Therefore, the owner must bring this, meaning this type of the karban, for the value of the most expensive, meaning we don't know which animal belongs to which. So we're going to assume that, let's say you have one's a karban chatos, one's a karban pesach. We don't know with the more valuable animal, which was the pesach, which was the karban chatos. So we're going to say that the most expensive item has to be brought, the most expensive animal has to be brought from this. And the most expensive value has to be used for the other karban as well. And he's going to lose the extra cost from his pocket, even though he's going to have to bring the most expensive value twice, whatever the difference is between the next most expensive item and the most expensive item. He's going to have to lose that money and give the value of the most expensive item for both of the karbanos. However, here's an exception to this halacha. Nisari v'becharus. If, however, the karban pesach became mixed up with becharus, the firstborn animal, the halacha is that a firstborn male animal of cattle, sheep, and goats is automatically holy at birth, and it must be given to the kohen who brings it as a karban. Now, the process for the blood service for the avodas hadam is going to be same for the karban pesach as it's going to be for the bechor. So the mix-up does not really pose any problem regarding the actual avoda of the animals. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says, Im chaburas kohanim, if the group registered on the Karban Pesach is made up of only kohanim, who are allowed to eat not only the Karban Pesach, but they're also allowed to eat the bechor, yochelu, they don't need to sell the animals and then buy new ones. Rather, what can they do? They can simply eat the karbanos on Pesach night. They bring both the animals as a karbanos and a Pesach, and then eat a piece of each one of them on that night. This way, they're sure to have their piece of the karban Pesach, and they didn't anything, and they certainly didn't do anything wrong by eating from the bechor as well. Continuing now with Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes. Now the Mishnah here is going to discuss what to do when a group of that has been registered together on a Karban Pesach mistakenly shechted two different animals for themselves. What should a person do in these four potential cases? Number one, says the Mishnah, Chabura she'avad pischa, if a group lost its Karban Pesach, the Amra le'echad, and they said to one of its members, Tzei uvakesh ushchot aleinu, go out, search for the lost Karban Pesach, and when you find it, shecht it for us. The halach umatza v'shachat, and what happened? He went, he found it, and he shechted it for himself, and he shechted it for the entire group as well. Behem lach v'shachtu, and meanwhile, thinking that the animal was lost, what do? The rest of the group goes along and they bought and they slaughtered another animal for their Karban Pesach, so there are now two slaughtered Karban Pesachs for one group, and what should they do? So says the Mishnah, Im shelo nishchad rishon, if his animal, meaning if the original Karban Pesach was shechted first, hu ochel mishelo, then he eats from his Karban Pesach, v'heim ochlim imo mishelo, and the rest of the group should also eat with him and that Karban Pesach. But since they appointed him as their messenger to slaughter the original animal, they remain connected and registered on that Karban, and once it is shechted, they no longer are considered to have removed themselves from it, and they are not registered on that other animal. Therefore, the entire group should eat from the original karban. However, says the Mishnah, v'im shelohen nishchad rishon, if their animal was shechted first, then heim ochlin mishalahen, then they should eat from their korban pesach because their shechting of the second korban pesach is considered a withdrawal from the first korban. Who ochel mishalo, and he eats from his korban pesach because he never removed himself from it and he never registered on their korban pesach. However, v'im eino yadua eza mehenishchad rishon, if it is unknown which of the two animals was shechted first, osha shachatu shnein keachad, or if both of them are shechted at the exact same time, hu ochal mishelo, then he should eat from his carbon pesach, since whichever animal was shechted first, he remains connected and registered on the original carbon pesach. V'im einam ochlimimo, but they may not eat with him from his carbon pesach because of the possibility that their animal might have been shechted first, in which case they would be considered to have withdrawn from his. V'shelahen yeti lebeis hasreifa, and their carbon pesach is then taken out to be burnt. They are forbidden to eat from their carbon as well because of the possibility that his carbon pesach was shechted first. Continuing in the Mishnah, Peturin Milasos Pesach Sheni. However, although they may not eat from either of the Karbanos, they are exempt from bringing the Karban Pesach Sheni in Iyar, since in any case, one of the Karbanos, whichever one was slaughtered first, was in fact slaughtered for them. They have fulfilled the mitzvah of bringing a Karban Pesach, and they do not need to bring a second Karban. Case number two, Amar Lohen. If instead of the group instructing him to find and slaughter the lost carbon pesach for them, one of them went on his own to search for the carbon pesach, and he said to the other members of the group, "Im echarti tzu v'shachatu alai, if I am late in coming back to you, go out and shech the replacement pesach for me together with you." Halachu matzu v'shachat, and then he went along, he found the lost carbon and he shechted it as the carbon pesach. V'hein lachu v'shachtu. Meanwhile, the rest of the group goes along, they bought and slaughtered another animal for their carbon pesach. What's the halacha in such a case? Im shelahen ishchad rishon, if their animal was slaughtered first, hein ochlin mishelahen, then they should eat from their carbon, since they have removed themselves from the first carbon. And he also eats with them, since he asked them to include him in their carbon. He is also considered to have withdrawn from the first one and registered on theirs when they shechted it. However, and if his animal was shechted first, then he should eat from his carbon pesach that he found, and they should eat from their pesach, since they have already withdrawn from the first carbon pesach, because they never told him to find and bring it as a carbon. However, if it's unclear, it's not known which of the animals was shechted first, or if they are both slaughtered at the exact same time, then they should eat from their carbon. For either way, they have removed themselves from the first carbon pesach and registered on the second one. But he may not eat from their carbon because of the possibility that in fact what happened was the first animal was the carbon pesach that was slaughtered first, in which case he was not able to withdraw from it and register on the second animal. V'shelo yeti lebeis hasreifa, and his carbon pesach is then taken out to be burned and is forbidden to be eaten from that as well, since he appointed the rest of the group as his shlichim, as his messengers, to shecht the second pesach for him. He has withdrawn from the first carbon. If in fact the second one is slaughtered first, then because this indeed may have happened, his carbon pesach needs to be burnt. Upater milasas pesach sheni. However, although he may not eat from either carbon, he is not obligated, he is exempt from bringing a second pesach in, from doing the pesach sheni in Iyar, because whichever pesach was in fact slaughtered first, he was registered on it, and he's there for fulfill the mitzvah of bringing the carbon pesach. Now up to our third case. Amr lehen va'amr lo. He said to them and they said to him, meaning he told them that if he delays, they should slaughter the second carbon for him. And they told him that he should find the lost pesach and slaughter it for him. Ochlin kulam in harisha. In this case, they all should eat from the carbon pesach that was shechted first, because he is the group's messenger, and they are his messengers as well to slaughter the pesach for each other, so that all of them in effect are registered on the carbon pesach that was slaughtered first. If it's unclear, it's not known which of them was shechted first, then both of them are taken out to be burnt, since there is a suffix as to which one is their carbon pesach and which one is ownerless and forbidden to be eaten. And then the final case of the Mishnah, lo amar lahen v'lo amru lo. He did not say anything to them, and they did not say anything to him, meaning neither he nor the rest of the group asked the other to shecht the Karban Pesach for them, and he went on his own and found and neshechted the lost Karban Pesach while they went on their own and brought and slaughtered another Karban. Ein and Achran Zalazeh, they are not responsible for each other, meaning neither of them has any claim on the other, and each is going to eat from its own Karban Pesach regardless of when it was shechted. Have a great day.